This has never changed. It's connecting to yourself. And that is a lot of accountability, a lot of responsibility and ownership. And that's hard work. And sometimes I know this 100%. People want a black and white answer. They want to be told what to do. But there really isn't one here. I could share every tool that I have in my toolbox. I could share every practice, every ritual. But the thing is, you have to show up for you and learn how to listen and trust your inner guidance and do your life work. Hey, mama. Welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day. And you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, your patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, societal comparison game, and unpredictabilities of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will guide you on how to connect with yourself to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families, priorities, and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand and make that connection with you and equip you with simple lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life and motherhood, then you are in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. Hello, beautiful mamas. How are you? I hope you're having an amazing day wherever you are, driving, folding laundry, cooking dinner, or maybe you have some silence, alone time, and you decided to pop in your earbuds and listen to me. So thankful. Regardless, you are here with me today. I am so thankful for that. I'm Jenna, your host and intuitive life mentor, and you are here with the Balanced Mom Method podcast. Woohoo! So I just need to have a heart-to-heart with you because I feel that I just have to share an update with me and with Naturally Empowered Living and the Balanced Mom Method brand and mission and message because I feel like some of my episodes lately just haven't been 100% in alignment with where my business and where the show is going. And that is because a lot of is aligning and a lot is kind of changing and falling into place so beautifully in such a short amount of time in hindsight. And, you know, some of these episodes that are airing now, just these I've recorded, you know, months ago. And sometimes even like I was recording one, the, you know, healthy eating. I'm like, is this even, I think I even said that, like, is this in alignment? Like I've felt like this tension and resistance in a sense, but I'm like, it's so important to share. Or, you know, I've done this for so many years. I worked as, you know, a health and fitness nutrition coach. And it's just kind of like, it's such a beautiful transition. But sometimes I feel like I'm in that limbo stage of like, just ripping the Band-Aid, if that makes sense. And I want to share this because of course, for you and for you to be best served, and you obviously want to know, you know, what you're listening to, or just, yeah, all those things, right? For your peace of mind, but also to relate just to life, right? Like sometimes we feel in limbo, or we're feeling in survival mode, or you're not really sure what's going to happen next, right? And there's this beauty in surrender, and there's this beauty in trusting your inner guidance, your intuition, if you will, or the Holy Spirit, trusting just that divine guidance. And our inner guidance, I will call that divine. It is so powerful. And when we slow down to truly tune into our inner guidance, the Holy Spirit, those messages, it can move mountains because you know that you are on the right path. You know, deep down in your gut, let's say, you know that you are in alignment. You know. And sometimes you don't know, but you still trust and you still surrender. And that's where I'm at right now. Like, I know, but I don't know. Like, I know that I'm in like this limbo stage, but I also know that I am in such a powerful breakthrough within my business that there is going to be so much service. And I cannot wait to be that servant to those that I meant to help and those that I meant to help heal. And I'm truly like surrendering everything, and I am making big shifts. Things that I like, that type A piece of me, that perfectionist piece of me, like, wait, I'm not supposed to do this. Like, I feel like I, four years ago, like I started this business. Why am I making such a big transition? Like, it's hard to let go, right? Like, I've created such a beautiful business from the ground up. And to accept that surrender, to accept that letting go, like, I've had to, like, I'm just thinking of my computer. I would like copy a whole paragraph of like my messaging or a piece of something that I thought was such a core value. And I would just have to hit delete on my computer. Like, and that takes so much for me to do that, because it's hard to let go sometimes. It really is. So I'm really honing in, tuning in, listening, and I am so excited. And it's this feeling that I can't even describe. Like, it's like this tingly, just for what's to come, like the butterflies in your stomach. I am so excited to see where Naturally Empowered Living and the Balanced Mom Method is leading, because I'm giving this to God. And it's so crazy to like just give up control. Okay, that is again my type A perfectionist talking here. So a couple things. I have enrolled in a couple certifications and courses that are taking me through the end of the year. I'm really excited for where, this path is leading, but I'm doing a lot of just like behind the scenes, these courses and certifications. They're beautiful because it's almost self-healing for me also. Like, I'm working through just a lot, like a personal growth and evolution. And it's just such a beautiful synergy that I am experiencing where, yeah, I'm just able to serve, and help these moms that were where I was. It's stuck in that survival mode, stuck in that anxiety, stuck in that overwhelm, feeling like they could never crawl, their way out. They are at that rock bottom. But I'm still also learning and evolving. Like, that's the beauty of your life journey. Like, you're always growing and evolving. And when you accept that, and when you accept that things are never gonna, be perfect, or you're never gonna be perfect, but it's still this beautiful synergy. And just, I don't know, I'm rambling. Okay, so to just give a little sneak peek, there's gonna be a little bit of a rebrand. I've learned a lot because I'm not so much business savvy, let's say, in that sense of like aesthetic and messaging and delivery and all these things, right? Because I struggle with the business end of things. I do. I just want to help. I just want to serve. But being an online-based business, how am I able to do that without getting, this message in front of other people? Like, how am I supposed to let other people know? And that's within the marketing and yada, yada, yada. There's just a lot that I'm learning and struggling through, figuring it out as I go. But what I am finding is that the foundations and the teaching methods that I've, evolved with over the past few years within the Balanced Mom Method, those are the same. And it's so, so beautiful because I'm really just like honing in and tweaking and fine tuning the messaging and how I am delivering that. That's what's changing. And that is, it's almost like how that's going to best benefit you, because that's, you're going to know exactly like, this is what I need, versus the teaching that I'm doing is still the same, but it's more so like how you're seeing it, and the clarity piece behind it. So it's all going to best benefit you. And I'm just learning a lot here. So a couple things that are changing, just kind of like my mission. The mission was like breaking free from survival mode and really honing in on simple and sustainable life habits, which still 100%, yes, that's the same, but we're taking it almost a level deeper. We are taking it more within, and we are waking up from autopilot and deepening your self-love, deepening your self-trust and inner connection through mindful living. So it starts within. And I've known it's so beautiful because thinking back to when I shared my story a few weeks ago, I've always known that this is what I've meant to do. And it's like you almost just kind of get off track sometimes, or you think maybe this path is the right path to take, but it's not. And then that's okay. That is, again, the beauty of our life journey and our experiences. But I can't help but love the synchronicities of where this started. And it started with self-love. It started with that inner foundation, starting within, helping you reclaim your power to think differently, to believe that you can rewire your brain, listen to your inner guidance, embrace your worth and your value and your uniqueness and potential, and to break free from those strongholds that are holding you back, like anxiety, overwhelm, overstimulation, unrealistic expectations, that all couples into that survival mode. And what I walk you through is this powerful transformation that's going to reveal that unconditional self-love and connection is the foundation for all. And this just harmony of this revelation will take root, where you'll realize like you can give your children and your family and your priorities the best, but not at the expense of your own health, self, and well-being. This synergetic self-discovery, it's just going to have you back on the path to your true self, setting that foundation for you to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, belief, joy, love, and balance. And I know a big piece of my business, a big piece of my brand, this has never changed. It's connecting to yourself. And that is a lot of accountability, a lot of responsibility and ownership. And that's hard work. And sometimes I know this 100%. People want a black and white answer. They want to be told what to do, but there really isn't one here. I could share every tool that I have in my toolbox. I could share every practice, every ritual, but the thing is, you have to show up for you and learn how to listen and trust your inner guidance and do your life work. And there is so much to come with the Balanced Mom Method and Naturally Empowered Living to help serve you. And if this resonates with you at all, I would love for you to email me and just say like, I'm excited or yay, or just anything, just say hi, because I know how impactful this is and how many of us struggle in silence, how many of us feel inside, how vulnerable, how weak, how fearful that we feel. And we're scared to speak up. We're scared to take that first step because we don't know how, or we won't feel supported, or we have so many things shoved under the rug that we are scared for what's to come, or what would come out, you know, from under that rug. So I just wanted to share, you know, the beginning of this episode, have it be a little heart-to-heart update for you. I am sending you so much love. I am covering you in light through this microphone. And I just want you to know that I am always here for you. My inbox is always open. I really just wanted that to be like chatting with a friend. I know I would love to hear, oh, that's what I want you to do. I want to hear about you. I want to hear your updates. I want to hear just what's going on with your life. This is a big transition of the year. Let it be from summer to fall and school starting, and we might be falling into new routines or just back to normal routine, whatever you would say normal would be. But I know that this is just a big transitional time for a lot of us. And I do also feel that a lot of us are in this phase of like wanting to wake up. Like we want to live simpler lives. We want to slow down, but we don't know how. And that's where I want to just take your hand and have these coffee chats all the time. So email me hello@naturallyempoweredliving and fill me in on your life. So now I want to give you some tangible takeaways and just how you can start to walk that path leading with self-love and mindfulness within your life. I want to share 5 ways with you today and then leave you with a habit tracker freebie that you can go download. There's some journal prompts in there too, because like I said, because like even though naturally empowered living, the balanced mom method, we're evolving, but the foundations are so very similar. And that is that our habits still do dictate our perceptions of life. And maybe after listening to this episode, you can take these five rituals into your habit tracking page and start to embrace them within your life on the day to day. So let's jump in. Five ways how to wake up from autopilot and deepen your self-love, trust, and inner connection through mindful living. Number one is a deep self-reflection. Take time, and this will have to be like alone. I'm suggesting do this alone. You have to have silence in stillness. Oh, there are so many breakthroughs. There are so many messages. There is so much power in silence and stillness and slowness, taking time to just be. So take time to connect back to your inner self. Let that be through meditation or journaling or just sitting there and just being. Like, let your thoughts come to you. Just let everything flow through you and embrace it, right? Understand your values, your desires, your goals, your passions, your strongholds, your struggles, right? Because through just connecting back to yourself, through self-reflection, meditation, journaling, it'll help you recognize kind of when your intuition or when the Holy Spirit, when it's nudging you towards alignment. Because if you do slow down to truly listen and push away, I'm literally pushing away the societal pressures, the conditioning, the expectations, and listen to you, that is when you will be on your path towards alignment, your true self. And it's just, that's when things like alignment in the sense of feeling ease and joy and peace and presence, all those things that I just said, peace, presence, confidence, clarity, love, belief, joy, balance, that is when you're in alignment, feeling all those good, yummy feels. Number two is mindful decision-making. Approach your decisions with mindfulness. What are your priorities? What do you want? How do you want to feel? And be open to that inner guidance. Ask yourself, does this choice resonate with how I truly want to feel? Does this choice resonate with my and my family's priorities? Okay, again, you have to disconnect from external expectations and external pressures and connect back to you. Number three is embrace uncertainty. And this is like the whole beginning of this episode, like that limbo phase, right? The surrender piece, trusting that inner guidance. It might lead, you know, it's going to lead you into that unknown, because so often, oof, we get so comfy in that comfort zone, right? But that's when we might feel resentment or resistance, or like we know we should be doing something, but it's really comfy here. So listening and trusting your inner guidance, embrace the uncertainty, embrace the limbo. Like, I'm embracing this limbo right now, and I love it because I know, not knowing like the concrete details, I know I have this vision and I have this just knowing of how impactful and how I'm going to start crying because I see what's gonna happen. Like, I see what's coming, but I don't know, like, between the step A or point A and point B, you know, like I'm embracing that uncertainty because I don't know how we're gonna get there. But it's just like that power of trust and surrender, embracing the uncertainty as that gateway, that bridge from point A to point B to growth and expansion. Number four is learn from your experiences. Going back to sharing my story a couple weeks ago, or just from the origin, the birth of Naturally Empowered Living, it started in self-love. But I took these segues, I made these tangents, I took other routes along the way. Let it be, like I thought this was the right thing to do. And it was. Everything happens in divine timing. I 100% believe in that. And I maybe, you know, listened to external pressures. I listened to how I thought I should do something or what someone told me to do because they were the quote-unquote expert. But things work differently for other people, right? So nothing good, bad, and different. Every experience, whether it's positive or challenging, it contributes to your growth. It contributes to your alignment and reaching that point of acceptance. It's it's powerful. So you can reflect on your experiences. You can lean into the hardships and know, like, we have hard times, right? We're all gonna go through really turbulent times, but we can still reflect on those and learn from those experiences and how they possibly connect to your life work. And number five is regular practice. Like any skill, listening to your intuition, connecting with the Holy, hearing the Holy Spirit, it becomes more potent. It becomes more powerful. It becomes louder with practice. I would love to share with you guys stories of just the signs that I have been receiving lately. Talk about getting louder and louder because maybe I wasn't listening, or I wasn't, you know, I didn't have my eyes open to this, or I didn't think this was the path I was going to take. I was sharing with my husband the other night in bed, and he was like, holy shit, Jenna, like what? Like that happened? Like it's amazing when you slow down and just tune in, right? And that's through practice. It takes practice. And I, through my meditation this morning, I was, you know, kind of just sitting with being, you know, whatever word you want to use, enlightenment, awakened, what are some other terms, like fully conscious, like the consciousness, right? Like living consciously versus unconsciously. Like there's a lot of different terms for this, living in, you know, conscious alignment or whatever that might be. I was like sitting in that way in my meditation, because it's like sometimes when you're just starting out, you're like, is this it? Wait, maybe this is it. Well, I got like this glimpse of this feeling. Maybe that's it. And I truly believe that all of these, all of the practice, all the rituals, all of these little moments, it's right. Like that is it, you know? And it's just going to get more powerful with practice. And the consistent meditation, the consistent journaling, the consistent mindfulness exercises, that is going to just become, it's going to become easier. It's going to become more powerful. And it's so, so beautiful. So if you want an episode with me sharing some signs or my angel stories, shoot me an email, because if that's something that you'd want to hear, because it's just so fascinating to me. I love listening to podcasts that share other people's stories with just like their divine guidance and messages that they've received and things. So let me know there. But I hope that those five rituals, those five practices can really help you just embrace that power of inner connection, that power to listen to yourself, to connect to yourself, because they have helped me so, so much over the past few years. And just since becoming a mom, like I truly feel like my awakening journey has started when I became a mom, and I didn't accept it. I didn't surrender. I didn't fully embrace what was happening. And it's through having my second, it was like all over again. And it's been louder, it's been more clear, and it's been a beautiful journey. So I am just very, very thankful that you are here. I'm very excited for where we're going together. And now for your free habit tracker with journal prompts, head to the link in the show notes. You'll be able to just like enter your name and email, and it'll be just a quick PDF that you'll have a couple different types of formats with a habit tracker, and then some journal prompts for you to do that self-reflection with, just creating new habits within your life or just being consistent in them, and what habits might not be serving you, and what habits might be serving you, and just to really, again, to slow down, to become aware with how you're living your life every day. And if you're wanting more of like a meaty 3-in-1 planner, journal, habit tracker, I have the Balanced Mom Method Habit Tracking Journal over on Amazon. I tell you, it is a unique combination of a planner, journal, habit tracker, and just being that 3-in-1 powerhouse, it will help you really claim your worth, discover just kind of your identity, and build some sustainable habits through the mindful living piece. It's an undated 90-day journal. It offers fully customizable just experiences, allowing you to start anytime and just really make it your own. You can track your essential habits like sleep, gratitude, self-care, find yourself again in motherhood using just the journal piece of it, the journal prompts. But then that planner piece, right, is having or helping you just with that weekly planning, that monthly prep. And it truly is that key to achieving your breakthroughs with sustainable change. I do want to note that the Balanced Mom Method Habit Tracking Journal, I created it to be used after you complete the Balanced Mom Method course, because or the coaching experience, because everything in that journal is what you learn through the course. But I have had some people buy the journal without going through the course, and they have found it still beneficial. So I did just want to note that, to be able to unlock the full potential to go through the course or coaching experience prior. But it's intended to just be used for you, to make it your own. It has the fundamentals of my approaches and just the formats, and it's a very beautiful planner. I've been using it since I became a mom. I created my own planner because I couldn't find one that I wanted. So it's going to be the only habit tracking journal that you will ever need as a mom. Might be a little biased, but that's what I believe. So until next week, my mamas, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough. I'm sending my love and light.
Thank you for finding this episode very well worth for farming. Please leave mama a review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.